Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. So, on April 8th, we have a very significant new moon solar eclipse that's occurring, and it's happening in the sign of Aries in astrology. And what's interesting about this is it's also occurring conjunct Chiron. And why that's significant is because of the numerology. So in numerology, this eclipse is highlighting or illuminating the energies of the 22, so 202. And so what this brings into play is balance, harmony, healing, coming together, mending bridges, right? Like building bridges instead of burning them down type of thing. And so there's a really strong healing component with this new moon. And because it's 20 energy and we have the energy of the zero, this indicates a clean slate, like being able to start fresh in some area, especially that which pertains to relationships, because we're working with the energy ultimately of the two. So I would say that because this is a new moon and this is a solar eclipse, we have some kind of regeneration or initiation that's occurring that's allowing us to rebuild in some area that has to do with connectivity and how we connect with others. And because it's the two energy, it's the entire sort of sphere of relating, like how we relate to others, how we show up to relationships. So in some area that has to do with our relationships, and that's again the entire sphere, so friends, family, colleagues, you name it, it's in how we relate to another person outside of ourselves. There's some area here that's giving us an opportunity to mend, come together to see eye to eye, to see others' perspectives and to do something with those perspectives, right? To reevaluate how it is that we show up to connections. Is there an equal exchange of energy? Is it health? Are they healthy connections or are they more toxic? And relationships are a two-way street, so we always play a part in that connection, whether it's the decision to stay in that connection or release that connection and move away from it if it's more toxic until it can get to a healthy point. So there's this whole sort of energy of looking at our relationships much more deeply, the role that we play within those relationships. Because remember, in astrology, this eclipse is happening in the sign of Aries. So this is self, right? This is identity. This is like the ego type of energy. So there's definitely something here with how we as ourselves show up to connections and our accountability and our responsibility within those connections, right? How do we communicate? How do we, express ourselves? How do we express our vulnerability? All of the things. And so that could all come up in focus with this eclipse. So this isn't about looking at what the other person did or, what's happened and placing blame. This is about really truly looking at that connection and seeing is it possible to come to some kind of middle ground, some kind of mediation, right? And find some kind of balance. That doesn't mean that that connection needs to stay in your life, that that person needs to be a part of your life. It just means that there needs to be some kind of deeper healing that allows you to move forward, right? And allows the other person to move forward as well. So this is, of course, very nuanced and much more than I could cover in, the amount of time I'm going to be here. But I would say think about your relationships and not just the ones that maybe have gone south, but think about those connections that you are actively involved in and really ask yourself, is it an equal exchange of energy? Is there equal reciprocity? Is there equal give and take, right? And sometimes we've got to give a little bit more, sometimes we got to take a little bit more, but it really should balance out. And this two energy is all about balance. And so, any area of life, though I would say it's highly focused on relationships, but really any area of life that is out of balance will be in focus with this eclipse. For you to work towards bringing it to harmony, bringing it into balance, bringing it into center. And so, you may be asked to really take a deep dive into self and what it is that you want and, you know, again, your deeper connections and see how can you heal whatever it is that needs healing? Where is it that you can get the support to do that so that you can not only come back to self and satisfy the needs of self, but also come back to others, right? Like to be able to show up to connections in a healthy way. And in doing so, you'll recognize where it is that you may have connections that are more unhealthy and need some kind of mediation, and where it is that you have really healthy connections and where you want to continue to foster that and to help them to grow. So a lot of focus on relationships around this time, which is interesting because, again, in astrology, this is happening in Aries, but we have that Chiron aspect. So definitely about healing. And I really do think because we're working with two in numerology, it's about how we, the individual, show up to connections, how we show up to relationships, how we show up to connections, and to really take a serious look at that. Okay. Now I've made my notes because I don't want to forget anything here. Well, I kind of covered it. The only other thing I would say about this is this two energy, well, the 20 energy can really bring in sort of sudden events that require decision. So this is going to be a period of time. And remember, this is an eclipse. So this is going to highlight energy that's going to occur or start to unfold over the next 6 months to a year. So this is an ongoing process. You likely won't know exactly what, you know, you're working with right on the day. I mean, you might have a pretty good indication, but really this is a storyline that's going to unfold over the next six months to a year, I would say. So it is interesting because with the 20 energy, there's the possibility of very quick events happening in the next 6 months. And those very quick events could require you to be very decisive, to be discerning, and to make decisions in the moment, right? So this isn't the type of energy where you would necessarily get a lot of advice or call a friend. This is going to be the energy that's going to force you to trust yourself, go within, follow your intuition, follow your inner guidance, trust the information that you're being presented with, and make a decision so that you can move forward from that, you know, whatever it is that you're working with. And it's interesting because, again, in astrology, this is in Aries. This is happening in Aries. And so Aries can be very impulsive and very assertive. It's kind of like one energy in astrology or in numerology. And so there's definitely this element here where we are going to be sort of pushed to step into our own autonomy, make quick decisions, trust ourselves, and not beat ourselves up when the outcome of that decision is not necessarily what we had hoped for or what we necessarily wanted, or if it doesn't look exactly like we wanted it to look. But to be able to get to a place where when something comes up for us to make a decision, we're not necessarily convoluting it with, you know, a million different people's advice on what to do. We're really going within and seeing what feels true for us, what it is that feels right for us in that moment, and making a very discerning decision in that moment, trusting it, moving forward, and then dealing with the consequences of that decision moving forward and not beating ourselves up. Again, that's a big one because a lot of times we can make decisions and then the outcome isn't exactly what we wanted. So we're like, well, I don't trust myself anymore to make decisions. I don't know what's best for me. And that's not necessarily the case. It's being able to work with the outcome and still trust yourself. So a lot happening under this eclipse. I wish I had more time, but hopefully that's helpful and kind of giving you some guidelines in how to best work with this energy over the next 6 months to a year. And to truly come back to self, trust yourself when it comes to making decisions, especially when something happens quite abruptly that requires you to think on your feet, go in, trust, you know, feel into your intuition and your inner guidance and trust yourself. So I hope it is a beautiful eclipse for everyone, and I will see you again soon.